welcome back to the Crosswalk Podcast. Today we are doing sermons. Stories will probably come out like a week after or a couple days after this one. Today I am doing a message on forgiveness and everything like that, so I guess I'll just get right into it. In 1994, Rwanda was torn apart by one of the most brutal genocides in modern history. Over 100 days, nearly 1 million people died, mostly from the Tutsi ethnic group, were massacred by the Hutu extremists. Immaculee, a young Tutsi woman, was thrust into this nightmare. She spent 91 days hiding in a tiny bathroom with seven other women. Listening to the sounds of violence outside as her family and friends were brutally murdered. During those long, terrifying days, Immaculee wrestled with fear, anger, and the crushing weight of grief. She struggled with the desire for justice, even revenge, but in her darkest moments, she turned to God in prayer, finding strength in her faith. The courage to forgive is the title of the sermon. When the genocide ended, Immaculee emerged from hiding to face the world forever changed. She has nearly lost everyone she loved, yet when she encountered her former neighbor, one of the men responsible for her family's death, she did something extraordinary. She forgave. You can find stories like this throughout all of history, no matter where you are, Asia, the Native Americans, the African nations, the European nations. There are stories like Nelson Mandela, who was a South African prisoner for 27 years, chose to help a reconciliation of the country and forgave them for imprisoning him wrongfully. Corrie ten Boom, a concentration camp survivor who forgave all the guards who were guarding the concentration camps. Julius Caesar was pronounced for pardoning his enemies who he knew would backstab him later, but he would pardon them and forgive them for what they did. So I'm going to go over a couple points about it today, and first starting off with why we should forgive. If you have a Bible or something open, turn to Matthew 18, 21, and 22, and let me find it here. It says, Matthew 18, 21 and 22, "Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I sin not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven." So we can take a couple points from these two verses. Just from what Jesus said, clearly we can see that we're supposed to forgive at least 490 times. We can also see that God commands forgiveness from us, that we should forgive people. Now, I want to look at something specifically in verse 21, where Peter says, "Tell seven times." Why did he ask seven times? Because back in those days, the law that the Jews had, the Jewish rabbis were teaching that there was no need to forgive after three times. And they refer to Amos 3:3-13. You can go ahead and pause the video if you want to look at that real quick, but I'm not going to go over those verses. Basically, they taken those verses and said, after three times, there's no need to forgive the person. You can hate them as long as you want. You don't have to forgive them at all. Peter, in saying till seven times, was trying to maybe make himself look better than most or bigger than others by forgiving more than double what the law said. But when Jesus responded 490 times, basically, far beyond what Peter proposed, it was more of a, you should forgive infinitely. Seven is the biblical perfect number for completion and perfection, while times 70, the number 70, was just a big number to make it look more like infinity times. You should forgive completely, infinitely. Everyone in those times based their forgiveness off the thought through the law of forgiveness, while Jesus was teaching by the forgiveness of grace. We should forgive on the thousandth time just as much as the first through grace, just as God has forgiven us. Now I'm going to go over a couple aspects about forgiveness that we should apply. He has forgiven us more times than we could ever count. In Hebrews 4:13, it says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. He knows our sins before we do them. He has forgiven us more times than we could ever count. And he knows what's in our thoughts and our minds and our hearts. So you can't hide anything from God. He knows what you're going to do before you're going to do it. So there's no way of getting around this. In Luke 23:34, you don't have to flip, but it says, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for what they know not what they do. In Ephesians 4:31-32, gotta find that, I think I lost that one. There it is. It says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. God forgives us before we even ask. He forgives us when we're doing it, he forgives us before we do it, and he forgives us when we ask for repentance in that, if we do. God also tells us in Luke 6:35, in Luke 6:35, to hope for nothing in return. So when we're forgiving people, we shouldn't hope for any apologies or anything like that in return. And as Luke 6:35, it says, I have an imaginary verse here. Wait a minute. I'm in Matthew. That's why it's wrong. There we go. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. We should hope for nothing in return. We should forgive people without expecting them to apologize. We should forgive them without expecting them to treat us right again or repay us in any way for what they have done. If they never even recognize that they did something wrong, we should still forgive them anyways without them having to do anything. Forgive and forget is a common saying. It's not like something that's in the Bible, but it's something that I live by because I feel like it is something that the Lord teaches indirectly. Sometimes it's hard, but you should forgive people and forget about whatever happened. Because if you hold on to whatever happened, then you're not forgiving them fully. Sometimes it might be hard, and where you need to pray about it, it might take weeks, it might take days, it might take months to forgive them. But sometimes you need to pray about it. If it's a relationship, if it's to work on your heart. And it's a serious thing to work on because churches split over this. Churches will split over the smallest things like this. Sometimes somebody says something that offended somebody else. Sometimes there's a disagreement that happens in the church. Sometimes there's a misunderstanding or a joke made that said, or some they said something that they didn't even realize that offended somebody, and some live differently than how another person would live, and they realize that, and they're like, you shouldn't live like that, even though it's not like something that's biblically oriented. And churches will split over this, people leave the church over this, and visitors, sometimes even lost visitors, will see this where someone has not forgiven somebody else, or churches are fighting about this, or the church hasn't fully has some big things going on, where lost visitors, or even just visitors in general, will not return to the church because they are not following their own scriptures. They're not following what they're preaching. And so, if there's a problem that needs to be solved, then go into it with a gracious and forgiving heart. So that way, it might be resolved, but don't expect anything in return. Matthew 6, 14 and 15. Find it here. For if ye forgive men of their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will you, your Father, forgive your trespasses. This is when he's doing the Sermon on the Mount. He's preaching to all these people, and he's talking about forgiveness and all that. The main point of this that I can see is, why should the Lord forgive you if you have not forgiven your own brothers? Because the Lord forgives you everything you do. He forgives before you even do it. And he forgives you of all and any sin that you do. So if he does all that, why is it so hard for us to forgive each other? After these verses, he goes on to talk about the parable of the unforgiving debtor. I'm not going to go over the story today. It is a great story for you to read over if you would like. But basically, in the parable of the unforgiving debtor, the debtor I see as you. You owe the Lord God more than you could possibly repay. The king is God, who forgives you through grace of your debt. And the servant is anyone else that you won't or haven't or are holding something against and not forgiving them. And if you don't forgive others, God will not forgive you. Immaculate's answer lies in her faith. She realized that holding onto hatred would only keep her chained to the past. Forgiveness wasn't about excusing the man's actions or denying justice. It was about freeing her own heart from bitterness. She chose love over hate. She selected mercy over vengeance, and she trusted God with healing over despair. I know it's the main reason I chose this message today was because I've heard a lot of things recently about Christians debating how much to forgive, or if they should forgive at all, if they should not be hanging around those people. It's okay to forgive someone and maybe stay away from them because maybe hanging around them will cause the problem to spark up again. But you should still forgive the people to where you can still have a conversation with them if they approach you, if they want to talk to you or something like that. But that is the message I have for today. And let's end in prayer. Dear God, I pray that you would be with anyone who is watching this video, that you may be moved by the sermon, that they might, that you might work on their hearts. I pray that you might work through us, that the world might be forgiving and a merciful place. I pray that we are willing to give more grace to others, Lord, that we might be kind and gracious to others. And even when the world seems like all hope is lost, that we might still have a generous and forgiving attitude in our hearts. I pray that you might help those who have been hurt physically, mentally, and or emotionally, and forgive their transgressors. and I pray that you might use us to spread your word through this podcast and through our bodies and minds, and Lord, and through our actions. And Lord, I pray you might help us to be a blessing to someone today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.